Okay, 610.
Replace code for public sewer and drainage system permits, connections, and maintenance chapter to enhance clarity, consolidate public sewer system requirements, and enhance ease of use.
Mr. Bish.
Donna, turn it over to you.
Good morning or afternoon, Mayor and City Council. I'm Don Hontroth. I'm the code writer in Environmental Services. And before you today is a replacement for our permitting chapter of the Portland City Code, Chapter 1732. We've been kind of going through over the last decade or so each of our code chapters to try and get them updated for better language, make them a little easier to follow. So the primary things that have changed in this chapter are, over the years, things just kept getting tacked onto it. And it was never really clear what regulation went with what kind of permit. We have two main permit types that we do in the city for sewers. Public works permits to build new sewers that the city will then take over maintenance on, as well as connections to our sewers and drainage systems. So what you have before you is the replacement to regroup a lot of the existing authorities to make clear what goes with what permit type. And also to kind of put a placeholder in for some permit types that we are going to be working on with the new Bureau of Development Services ITAP database. We are trying to highlight some new, smaller, easier permit types that we would like to establish over the next year or two to basically allow less cumbersome processes to be used for things like when somebody wants to encroach into one of our sewer easements that's not in a street. We don't have a really good way to deal with that right now. And we would like to develop at that. So you see placeholders in the code that authorize us to do new permit types, which we will be doing administrative rules over the next year or so to get into the details and actually put into place those permit types when the new system comes online.
Great. Thank you.
I'm just here if you have questions about anything.
Okay. Questions?
So, thanks, Dawn and Jim Blackwood in Commissioner Fisher's office for working with Patty Howard and my staff on our questions. I only have one outstanding one, and that is the change throughout from saying shall to will and must. And my understanding from the zoning code is that shall is more mandatory. So I'm wondering about the change here.
So the change from shalls to the city must or the applicant must or the city will, that's usually how it has changed, is the applicant must, the city will. Was actually a recommendation from our city attorney. And the long email that he sent me with regards to that was that, in their opinion, at least that city attorney's opinion, will and must were much more specific than shall. Shall had a degree of ambiguity about it. I don't know if Ben wants to weigh in here, but
Oh, we love lawyers. A degree of ambiguity in the word shall, but then
I just want to make sure we're consistent.
So the guidance they gave us was that they felt was must and will were much more specific and directive than shall.
So just as a matter of
teachers coming to mind again.
Yeah.
just as a matter of drafting, shall is falling out of favor. From a drafting standpoint, and will and must are looked at as being more modern usage and more readily understandable to the reader in terms of an obligation. They have the same degree of obligation in terms of the requirements, in terms of performance, and the requirement to move forward in following the directive of the code language.
Mayor,
so it's more a drafting preference than it is a change in the requirement to comply.
The Bureau of Environmental Services officially is agnostic on this point, but we are certainly interested in being part of an effort to create uniformity in language. So that I think that's why we have taken this suggestion, but we're agnostic.
Well, I think we should do it throughout all the chapters of code rather than just in one section of 17.
Well, the code gets updated, as you're aware, incrementally, I imagine that as other code language comes before the council for modernizing, then that will be implemented as those changes occur.
Do we have a definition of shall versus will somewhere?
I don't know that we have a we have a definition of shall in the code, yes. You've already acknowledged that in your comments, but in terms of will and must, no, I don't think we have definitions in the code, but the obligations are the same. That would be the way it would be interpreted according to the common sense understanding of what will and must mean.
Perhaps Mayor Hales and I can consult with the spirits of our English teachers in the interim between this week and next to see and discuss what we should do in terms of this versus the other.
I do have we have a printout of a modern legal grammarian criticism of the use of the word shall, which I'd be happy to share with you.
Yes, I'd like to see that. Thank you.
I'd like to see that, too. Yes, I would.
And just a point of clarification, we've made the move away from shall in the last four codes that we've updated, so it's pretty consistent with what at least Environmental Services has been doing.
I will say, just in my own experience, using the word shall or will or must with my 10-year-old, I get still the same level of pushback.
And he that's has, no guide.
He has found some significant holes in both approaches. So, but I would just suggest we proceed with the guidance of city attorney on this, and if at some point want to deal with this more broadly with the city, we would obviously cooperate fully.
Okay. Is there anyone who'd like to testify on this item? Then we shall set it over for second reading with further discussion between now and then.
I would just like to state for the record that I like the word shall, but I'd be willing to trade it for a guarantee that we shall never in code use the non-words impactful, incent, or incentivize.
Ooh, got my vote.
Yes.
Thank you. Second reading. Thank you.